Good morning, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer with you with the PI Show. I think, as all of you that listen regularly know, we had a big election Thursday, and the primary's out of the way. But we had some winners and had a few losers, but one of those winners is with us tonight. The Murfreesboro City School Board, David Settles, is back with us. I want to come on and say thanks to a lot of you folks that helped him and his wife. And, you know, campaigning, I think they're finding out, is not as easy as it looks. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Justin Miller is here with us. He's decided to get into this end of politics, okay? And I think he's starting to have his doubts, David. But they got here about 30 minutes ago. We've had a good conversation. And we're going to let Justin introduce himself to you in just a minute. But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer. And yes, I am a private investigator. How I got here, I'll never know. But welcome aboard.
You're tuned in to the PI program. Tips and tales from licensed longtime private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer. Taking your phone calls and text messages at 615-893-1450 on the PI program.
Look it up. Again, like I always say, Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels from 1966, Devil in a Blue Dress. Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate it. And my name is Evan Lee Raymer. This is the PI Show. This broadcast is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight by call or text to 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And by the way, like I said, you can send a text to that. Dalton will take your question down if you do not wish to go on the air. And some people do not, as I certainly can understand that. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, as several of you do, at Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee Legal/Law or Ed Raymer on Facebook, or any of both of our other folks that are here. And you can call me on my phone, too, at 615-390-7219, or send me a text as well. Glad to have you with us. Dalton Barrett, as usual, is working the board. And I'm going around the horn now. And let's see. Okay. Justin Miller, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. What have you been up to?
Just campaigning and sweating. It is hot.
I think the gentleman to your left there can vouch for that.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen him doing it.
I'm telling you. Man. The dog days of summer are still with us, and now for David, this is over. I think he's already. How did you do today?
Yeah, it was hot, man. It was hot.
Did it finally settle in on you a few hours later? Or?
Yeah, somewhat. Still kind of recouping from it.
Right.
Trying to get my feet wet. I've got, you know, congratulations from several of the board members and several in the community that supported us, and some that didn't know they were going to support us but ended up doing it anyway.
Right. Okay. That's so, always pleasant.
Always pleasant. Always yep. pleasant. Definitely.
But, Justin, now you're just really, you're getting ready to get started in this thing for real now. I mean, you know, it's really going to get hairy as we go by.
Yeah, I mean, we've been campaigning. We've met a lot of people. Really going over. I'm running for the State House in the 48th district, which if you're listening and you don't know where that is, it's essentially the eastern half of Rutherford County. We've been campaigning, really meeting a lot of people, really enjoying it. But yeah, it's the real work starts now. So we're excited about it. We're getting pumped up and just can't wait to see where the campaign takes us.
And David's sitting over there with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, it must be nice.
He worked hard to get that smile. I can tell you that. I'm telling you, he worked very hard. He wanted to come in tonight and just say thanks to all the people that helped him. We're going to get to that in just a moment.
Absolutely.
Lisa Eichheim was going to be with us too, but Lisa was just beat.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
Oh yes, and yeah. Been about worn out. We're going to take a 2-minute break. Take our first break, Dalton, if you would, and listen to some words from our good friends at J. Mullins Jewelers and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI Show, back with you in 2 minutes. Your body's right. Another kiss. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party, and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Evan Lee Rand.
Justin. Chloe, would you get her to sit down, please? She's dancing. She's going to hurt her back. Please, Chloe.
She's still young and spry. She can do it.
Okay, she's Justin's campaign manager. You get these people in here, and you never really know what you're going to get for your buck, okay?
There are liability issues, though.
Well, I'll leave that with the station. Evan Lee Raymer with you. The PI Show. Dalton Barrett's on the board. Grateful for that, as usual, Dalton. Justin Miller and David Settles. David, I'm going to start out with you because I know some people you want to say thanks to because they had a lot of people that put you where you are.
Yeah, I do want to say thanks to all the guys that came out and helped and supported me. I want to thank my wife, number one. She supported me from day one. She never said, oh, don't do that. You're crazy. What are you thinking? She didn't interfere too much or have a whole lot because she just thought, you know, that's your thing. You know, she smiled a lot and went to a lot of dinners. We ate more dinners. I mean, you eat, you know, you got to eat barbecue, yeah. You got to eat chicken, and then chicken. There's a lot of chicken fries. That dies.
A lot of hot dogs and hamburgers.
And wow. So she's been really good through it all. I had a couple of guys that I do want to thank. A lot of people helped me out, but a couple of guys that really helped me. We had a Bruno Buchanan was one of my main volunteer workers, along with Gerald King. Some of you know Gerald King in the community. He's been around for a while. They kind of got out there. My own son, he's not with us tonight, Darius Settles, that was my campaign manager. He helped me from day one. And Tara Carney was my volunteer coordinator. So we had a lot of people. A lot of the churches helped us. You know, I don't want to get into naming names because everybody did.
Sure. Sure.
But we're just very, very grateful for the confidence that these guys in the community have shown and came out and supported us. It was astonishing. It was a very humbling experience. I'll tell you that, Ed.
I know it is. I know it is. Yeah. And when the people have put their trust in you to go do this job.
Right.
And we're going to get into maybe some ideas you might want to implement. Sure. Justin, tell us about yourself, where you're from, your lifelong Rutherford County boy, and tell us your story. How'd you
I am. I am. Born and raised right here in Rutherford County. I lived in the 48th District in several different parts of it for a majority of my life. I just really love the community, and I started running because I really wanted to make a difference with a lot of different things, but I really started to feel like people like me that – are just regular middle class everyday people weren't being represented. We didn't have anybody out there really fighting the fights for us. That it seems like statewide there's a huge disconnect between what is perceived that matters and the legislation introduced and the things that we talk about and we argue about it and what actually matters to not only the middle class but the lower class and basically just the working class people.
Right.
So
yeah.
I wanted to get involved and told some people I wanted to get involved and probably should have been a little more specific. But no, we started this race in April, and it's been a good consistent climb, and I'm ready to really gear up and get out and meet even more of the community that I've met and just get involved.
You know, one thing that we all talked about, we were talking earlier, folks, and I think this is those of you that know us or know me on a personal basis. We all, regardless of which side of the aisle we're on, most of us end up talking about the same things.
Right.
The same
That's right.
issues.
That's what I'm noticing.
We all agree that, you know, there's certain things that need to be done, certain policies that need to
yes.
be implemented, others that need to be maybe cut back on or you know, taken, some of the barriers taken
sure.
down. And it's amazing how people, all people, pretty well see things
yeah.
the same way.
Yeah.
People are
Rutherford County is unique to me in a lot of ways, especially Murfreesboro. When you talk about Murfreesboro, which is my city,
right?
We don't have a lot of, there's not a lot of distinction, red or blue, but we all pretty much share the same core values. You know, we don't see them exactly the same way,
sure.
but they're so close that it's not even worth an argument most of the time.
I know.
You know,
it's just, it's really not.
And it's yeah. people getting along and being able to discuss their views without going home mad or, you know, wanting to be angry
right.
with somebody for a long time. It's just not worth, it's not that serious. It's serious, but, you know, we can discuss what we believe and state it and still be respectful to each other. I love that about our political climate here in Murfreesboro. I love that.
I think you're exactly right. And Justin, you've been here all your life.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I graduated from Riverdale High School, attended MTSU. Like I say, I've lived all over the county, but the 48th District is where I have spent the most of my time. And
that's primarily Las Casas?
It's Las Casas. It's part of Christiana. Essentially, the easy way to explain it is 231 cuts it in half.
Okay.
It gets cut up. It gets, or as they say, gerrymandered, right through town. that's the correct word for it. But it gets let's say segmented, right as you get into town. But it's 231 going to Lebanon. Everything as you go through Walter Hill, if you're headed towards Lebanon, everything to the right, and as you're going towards Shelbyville on 231, everything to the left. So it's essentially the eastern half of Rutherford
okay.
County.
All right. Okay.
That happens to be my section.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I live right over there.
Now, David.
Yes, sir.
Have you? I know. To even before you ever undertook this task of running,
sure.
You're bound to have some ideas about school board and maybe some policies you'd like to implement or help implement or what
sure.
have you.
Sure.
Can you tell us a little about that? Do you got any plans of how you'll go about this?
Yeah. And while we were running, a lot of issues came up, and there are issues that are going to be statewide for every district.
Sure.
Which is, you know, Tennessee is a growing state.
Sure.
And Murfreesboro is a growing city. Rutherford
right.
County is a huge county that's continued to grow. And so, and I think I mentioned it here maybe first, Ed.
Maybe.
That we're looking at the diversity piece of how many
right.
people are coming into our area and being able to meet the needs of these new families that are coming into the system. And so that kind of brings about the need for greater parent involvement. I want to see our parents take a more active role in the educational system.
I could not agree more.
I really, and that's very dear to my heart. My children went, of course, through the school system here, and we were involved parents, you know, at the school, sometimes because our kids were bad, but but we still went, you know, you go.
Sure, yeah.
But, and I have grandchildren that, I've got one grandson, now he's going to be at Hobgood. He was at Reeves Rogers, and he got transferred, or they got redistricted, so he's going to be at Hobgood, which is an excellent school, but we'll be at that school as grandparents, you know, because
sure.
this concerns our future. And I think that, you know, and anybody listening, you should want to be involved in the education of your children. I don't like for people to complain about what's going wrong with the schools and you just don't do anything about it. So, you know, I want to see that parent involvement piece. And it's kind of a head scratcher because we've been trying to figure out how to get parents more involved. So that's a central piece of what I want to do in the school system.
I had a friend of ours that when our son was younger, they played Little League Baseball. She was a school teacher, and she was up in Cannon County.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told this story before. But she had children where she had gone up in the grades all through school, not every year, but children she had taught from K through 12
yeah.
and never met the parents.
Wow.
I said, you got to be kidding me. She
wow.
said, no. I never went to a parent-teacher meeting, never
yeah.
showed up. You know, yeah. I mean, just... We were never that way.
Yeah.
And my parents were never that way.
Right.
You know, now, of course, I think, David, me and you may have come from a time.
Right.
You got in trouble at school. We was at a small country school. By the time you got home, Mom and Dad knew about it.
Yeah, yeah,
said, hey,
exactly. Yeah.
The principal called, what did you get into
right,
today?
Right,
well, nothing.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. It's all a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
But, it, you know, and you had to answer.
Yeah.
And I think we have so many, and I do understand to some degree, Mom and Dad both working, trying
yeah.
to pay the bills, keep things going, and I do understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and we've all been there.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been there.
Sure.
And you can't be there every time the door's open, but you need to participate in your
and,
child's
and then
education.
We've got to find a way to, you know, if parents are having difficulty like that, if they're not able to get to the conferences, you know, and
sure.
teachers have a lot on their plate. You know, and I know they do. They have an extra lot on their plate. But we've got to, as a community, find ways to help the teachers to reach the parents if there's an issue with transportation, if there's an issue with scheduling and whatever we've got to do to make it feasible for the parents and the teachers to meet. Let's do it. So, you know, because you don't want the first meeting with a parent to be because your kid got in trouble.
Sure.
You know,
right.
you want to meet on something
yep.
positive and uplifting.
Sure. And in that respect, I think that's where a lot of sports comes into play.
Yeah, yeah.
Activities where parents will get in,
absolutely
get involved, and
sure.
You'll get to meet the teachers and the principals
sure.
and the assistant
right.
principals and all these people because, folks, they're going to be with your children for years to come.
Right.
They're going to spend sometimes more time with them during the day than you do, and you need to get involved with these people.
Absolutely.
And I think some people also too. We were talking. You know, a lot of people that campaign don't know how to campaign. You know, you go, when I first met you, David,
yeah.
you come to me and said, hey, I'm running for this, and
yeah.
I couldn't vote for you because I'm out in the county,
right.
obviously. But, you know, you had a card, you
yeah.
know, we shook hands,
yes.
and, you know, I'd appreciate your vote. And a lot of people just don't do that. You think you're going to go on Facebook and put a bunch of yard signs
man.
On. That's going to help. But that's the person-to-person contact is what shaking those hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And going to all those dinners.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
And Justin, me and you don't need to be in any more.
No,
dinners.
No.
I've
got the campaign 20 already, so and that's just the uncontested primary. So
But Justin's got a secret weapon that he's not talking about.
What's that?
When he's campaigning. they've got a cookie recipe.
Oh, great.
Okay. I kid you not.
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We've got to go to a break right now. You're listening to the PI Show. With me, Evan Lee Raymer, and these two people here that come in off the street, we'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
We've all heard of flat panel TVs. But this is a whole other animal.
I'm Bob Smith.
I'm Greg Anestis.
And this is
Why Didn't I Think of That?
We'll be right back with a great fish story.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
30-something-year-old Scott Yen loved his pet fish.
He just hated the fish tanks and thought they were ugly.
So a friend challenged him to create a more attractive aquarium.
And he did. The result is a living piece of artwork.
His design transformed the aquarium into a wall-hanging tank for live tropical fish.
Basically, it's a 6.6-gallon tank about 4 inches wide that hangs on the wall with a steel bracket.
He then took his design to a local machine shop where they produced the first rough prototype.
Then Yen joined forces with his father, Stephen Yen, to finance the development.
And Aqua Vista was born.
In 2006, Scott left his job as an investment banker to work full-time on Aqua Vista.
Talk about a conversation piece. These beautiful tanks look like living art, and they hang like a picture.
Plus, they feature interchangeable frame types, so you can really make them fit in anywhere.
Through their website, AquaVistaInc.com, and some high-end catalogs, recent sales topped $1.5 million.
Scott Yen exemplifies an axiom featured on our website, thinkofthat.net. Take tried and true and make it new.
Take an existing product or service and customize it.
Well, that's what Scott Yen did, and it looks like a picture-perfect success.
A wall-mounted aquarium that hangs like a picture frame.
Now why didn't I think of that?
Visit us at thinkofthat.net.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right, we're back and having more fun than we should. We're going to get to this cookie recipe. Chloe's dad's done called in. I'm hoping it's not a family secret you've got out here. David, you've opened your big mouth.
Well, you know.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, bear with us, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is your Nemesis is from Smyrna calling in.
That's Marty Luffman. What are you up to? Did they let you out? I thought you got 5 years, Marty.
Well, I've just been listening. You got a good show going tonight, but I was just going to say something. You know, I've been in business in Smyrna for 40 years now.
Yes, sir.
And I'm insuring the third generation of people right now. I'm insuring grandchildren of people I had insured when they were kids.
Right.
And I am, now, what y'all are talking about is involvement of parents in the school system and talking to the teachers. Well, based on what I hear from the people in Smyrna, they're doing that. You've got parents now that are more involved than ever in their children's lives and in their classrooms.
Right.
They come in and they talk about what the teacher says. And I've got a lot of teachers insured, too, Ed. I mean, a bunch.
Sure.
And I'm hearing so much positive from these teachers in Smyrna and Laverne. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's good. Because now,
I'm just thrilled with the direction things are going right now. And well, I know that we're currently a melting pot for a lot of different religions and personalities and so on and so forth. And it's difficult for a teacher to be compliant in all areas. But I'm thinking, as I hear it, that we are. We're doing a much better job. But I've got a question for the people on your show right now. I got
Please,
a question.
Go ahead.
Now, the other day I called in because we had a guy get caught who was trafficking children. Remember me calling in about that?
I remember it. Yes, sir.
It really upsets me. It disturbs me so bad. But now we have caught a trafficking ring in Nashville.
41.
They caught 41.
Right.
People involved in this human trafficking thing. So I would like to know how your guests would handle that if they were elected officials and it involved children in Rutherford County.
I think we all know how we would like to handle it, but, I understand. And I'll pass it on. I'll let David settle start. Marty, is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to hang up so I can listen, okay?
Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for your support of me and this broadcast. I really appreciate it. I want you to know I never take it for granted. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. David?
Yeah, this is becoming a real, real problem. And
it is.
If it's a problem in Nashville, that means it's a problem in Murfreesboro.
Right.
So I think that something that we're going to eventually have to deal with on a front-end basis. I'm all in favor and always have been of getting ahead of the problem rather than kind of following up behind.
Instead of playing catch up.
Yeah, catch up is hard to do. So I think that And on the school board side, you know, we don't deal with the legal issues of, sure, of that. However, I think it would be more along the lines of dealing with the children that may be involved, not necessarily directly, but it could be in the classroom. And so teachers have to be kind of educated on some of the things that are going on and looking for signs of trouble, and knowing how to work in cooperation with law enforcement to let them know what's going on. Similar to what happens when children show up at the emergency room with strange bruises and breaks.
Right.
There's mm-hmm. a commitment that they that the caregivers are required to report, get the police or law enforcement involved. And that would be my position or take on it from where I stand as an elected official.
This is a very serious issue, Justin.
Absolutely.
If elected, this is going to hit your desk soon.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's Marty, thank you for that question. That's that is something that we've seen. Unfortunately, we have seen it's a problem that's been exacerbated by the internet and the availability of just information. You see it all the time of somebody, you know, getting baited through Facebook, social media. So I think a lot of the responsibility is not only as David said, for example, with some major airlines, their flight attendants are trained. They go through a training to recognize when something like this appears to be happening. If they see, they look for certain signs in a child and with their abductor as well.
Right.
We need to not only educate the teachers on that, it goes down to the custodians, the bus drivers, everybody in that school needs to know the signs to look for. And a lot of that lies there. As a state, that's something that we need to make a priority, because it's something, I mean, that's of those 41 arrested, 3 were from Rutherford County.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's
was
something
one
that,
of those a teacher?
One of them was,
an educator from
Laverne.
I don't know.
Don't quote me on that. But they were, you know, 3 from right here in Rutherford County. And that's scary. As the father of a 3-year-old daughter. You know,
that's,
I'm going to do everything I can to protect her. And I believe that a lot of that responsibility lies with the parents of, you know, nobody wants to be the bad guy, but monitoring the social media use, monitoring what's going on in the computer. You don't have to be controlling, but you do need to be. You got to understand, kids don't have the same life experience that we do once we're adults. They don't know the signs to look for. They are over-trusting of people. So we need to do a better job of educating our citizens, definitely our teachers, but really everybody, to look for these kind of signs, because and on the other side of that, when we have victims of trafficking, we need to be able to provide the kind of psychological support, the
right,
mental health,
mm-hmm,
for
right,
these kids, because you hear about this happening and they're saved and then they have trouble adjusting to normal life for the rest of their life, especially once they're in school. They feel different. They feel alienated from the other kids. So,
it'd be hard to be trusting of anything.
Yeah. You wouldn't trust a soul. Wouldn't even trust your own family. And that's something that we need to make sure the resources are available for the victims to get through this. I don't think it's something that you ever get over, but it's just something that as a society we're going to have to tackle, and we're all going to have to be, you know, mindful of this problem.
I don't know how anyone could live a life like that. Trafficking
right,
people,
right,
children. I just don't know. You know, the world can be, and I, like, you know, one of our candidates was here, Tom Frost, for General Sessions Judge, and Tom made a very interesting statement. He said, I think we're talking about a humanity issue here.
Right.
And these people, they're not human beings. I mean, they're animals.
No.
I mean, and, you know, it's just a terrible situation that the child is in. And like I said, Justin, you win this thing, I'm sure it's going to hit your desk.
Oh, absolutely. I
no
fully expect it to, and I plan on, if elected, introducing legislation to combat human trafficking, because it's something that's not getting better, and it's something that we've got to get ahead of.
Well, I feel like it's something you just don't really want to talk about. Either.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it is uncomfortable to talk about.
Oh, it's terrible.
Uncomfortable. Especially when you talk about the fact that these are, some of the perpetrators could be directly involved mm-hmm. with children on a daily basis, like you mentioned.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that's a hard thing, because, you know,
right,
like they said when we were growing up, but just that not been so long ago, as people, you almost thought you knew who they were, but you don't.
Yeah. We're going to go to our break. It's 31 after. Dalton, take us into it. You're listening to the PI Show. Justin Miller, David Settles. Back with you in 2 minutes.
Business news from the Edward Jones Financial Desk, brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, with offices on South Rutherford Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. Now, here's Lee Colvin.
Good day, Rutherford County. This is Lee Colvin bringing the most recent stock market report. U.S. stocks surge higher as a robust jobs report brightened the economic outlook. The U.S. Labor Department report showed employers added 255,000 jobs in July, far exceeding estimates by about 40%. U.S. bond prices decreased as the probability of an interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve increased for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 111 points, or less than 1% for the week. Looking at the S&P 500, the best performing sector were financials, while the worst performing sector were utilities. The Dow Jones was up 191 points for the day at 18,543. S&P 500 was up 18 at 2,182, and NASDAQ was up 54 at 5,221. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange was moderate, with 865 million shares traded, while advancers outnumbered decliners by roughly a 3-to-1 margin. In the bond markets, the 30-year Treasury yield closed at 2.31%, while the 10-year Treasury finished at 1.58%. Looking at stocks on the day, Apple Computer increased by 1.5% to $107.48 per share. Nike increased by almost 2% at $55.85 per share. Johnson Controls increased by 1.5% to $45.52 per share, while Suncor Energy fell slightly to $26.59 per share. This is Lee Colvin, your financial advisor of Edward Jones. Remember SIPC, the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, bringing you this Wall Street to Church Street report.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
And that is Mr. Eddie Van Halen and Little Ice Cream Man. You could give away, some ice cream sticks.
Hey, we're open to suggestions.
Ladies and gentlemen,
David let our cookie secret out.
PI Show, Evan Lee Raymer, being joined by Justin Miller and David Settles. Dalton Barrett's on the board. I've heard of a lot of things in politics. You know, the hamburgers, hot dogs.
Yes.
Let's hear about the cookie recipe. I want to hear about this because, folks, I think this is illegal in 3 or 4 states.
It ought to be. This was actually...
It's called a bribe. It's called.
It's not. You say bribe. I say incentive.
Yes.
So, it's all in the wording. No, it was actually the brainchild of Chloe, who's here, my campaign manager. We were going to an event.
I have a feeling not for much longer. in the kitchen all night baking cookies. Now, how did this get started?
We were going to an event, and we had just gotten our palm cards and some literature, and we were thinking of ways to... It was a dinner, and there's nothing people love more than being interrupted during their dinner. To be hassled about politics for a few minutes. So she had the idea of, well, it's a lot easier to hand somebody a cookie than a palm card. So we just combined them and attached cookies to the palm cards, and they were a hit. And really when David got on board with the campaign. Was David was really
on
funny about
pounds.
Us before then. He was like, nope, I'm behind him. I like him.
Now, okay, Miss Chloe, tell us the recipe again. You don't have to go with the recipe. I mean, we'd have to shoot somebody. You can't do that. But what kind of cookie are they?
Salted chocolate chip.
Salt and chocolate chip. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you about this campaign, but I'm going to be at the next one.
There you go. That's we're going to have a record turnout at our next event. We're here for the cookies.
Same. I will be there with bells on. You just sent me a Facebook message and say, Ed, we're here. I'm there. Okay. We're all on board. Cookies. Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's.
They
that's,
are the absolute best cookies. And I know I sound like some kind of a drug addict. I am not. But those cookies were so good. When they came to my event, which I held, I almost put them out because she showed up without cookies. I know it was my event, but I wanted those cookies really for myself.
That ain't half of it. They didn't bring anything up here tonight.
No, not at all.
I'm giving them an hour or two.
And I gave them some time. You know, I was going to sell her out in the lobby, but I decided to wait.
You were going to wait till it was. Till
Justin,
we had to
what do you get the bill for this hour? Yeah. Son?
We'll send you a box, I promise.
Well, I'll have to try a dozen or so of those.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Based on what Mr. Settles had to say.
It's, if right. you ever want to eat yourself into a coma, that's the way to do it.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Happy death.
Well, that's what I said. I told you, I was talking to our county property assessor, Mr. Mitchell, the other night.
Yeah.
Ron Mitchell. We was up Thursday night up at election headquarters. And I said the doctor had put me on a low-carb thing.
Sure.
Can't have anything white.
Right.
So I switched to chocolate ice cream. I told the wife, no more white, just bake chocolate cake.
Yeah, there you go.
They dye bread. So, I mean, if that's, you can make it work.
I'm with it. I love it.
I'm telling you. We want to talk about something. Pardon our foolishness, folks. Just a bunch of guys refusing to grow up. You know, we had the primary, and I know traditionally primaries are low voter turnout. We had only in a county of roughly 280,000 people. Only 21,894 showed up. I'm looking at the results right here. That's less than 6%, 5.86%. Justin, why won't people vote anymore?
You know, I really feel like people, I don't feel like when they, the election day comes, they feel like they have a reason to go anymore. You know, we, obviously, we're going to see a higher turnout than that in November with the presidential election. But what a lot of people don't realize is, These state and these local elections affect your life way more than the president does. You know,
it does.
Whether it's Hillary or Trump in November, short of something catastrophic, nothing's really going to affect our lives in a huge way. It's not near as much as your state legislators, as David was just elected, as your city school board. You know, those are the people that are making decisions that affect your day-to-day life. And more importantly, those are the people that you have more access to.
Absolutely.
So, people, I think the importance of state and local elections is grossly understated, and honestly, I think it's more of we need to do as not only candidates but those of us that are involved in the political process, be it party leaders or just really concerned citizens, need to get out there and really need to encourage people. You know, these races matter. We have here in this county, the research we've done. Our drop-off vote's about 3%, which means people go in, vote for the president, and leave. They don't understand that we have to get behind the local candidate, and whether that's me, whether that's my opponent, let your voice be known. Go and vote.
Yeah, just go vote. I don't care if you vote for Bozo, but just go vote.
Yeah.
You know,
two people wrote in against me, so good for them that they got out there, and at least they got to the polls.
Yeah.
Okay. But. David, again, I think, you know, our kids, and my wife and I, we're not, you know, poster board parents. We've made our mistake like everybody else.
Yeah.
But when they turned 18.
Absolutely.
You need to go to the election commission and get registered to vote.
Yes, sir.
Go vote.
Again,
parental involvement.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have to go to a break. Dalton, it's 40. The PI Show, Edwin Lee Raymer. David and Justin are here. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party, and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host.
All right. And again, Mr. Mitch Ryder from 1966. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. The PI Show with me, Emily Raymer. David Settles, Justin Miller here, talking about cookie recipes. And we're going to talk maybe some more about voter turnout.
Yes.
Share with us, David, what you were speaking at before we went to the break. You know, one thing that I think you mentioned they did when you were in school, they brought a voting machine to the school.
To the school. Yeah, and it wasn't no small one they have now. It was one of the big.
Oh, yeah,
the old
I remember. Yeah. Yeah. But there's nothing to it. I think people are intimidated.
I think so.
About it.
I'm almost positive.
And there's nothing to it.
Nothing to doing it. And even if you go to the election commission, they'll give you the sample ballots.
Sure.
I took a bunch of them with me when I had my event.
Sure.
I had them at my church to show people this is what's going to be on there. Because it is intimidating if you make it intimidating. But if you make it a part of your everyday life, well, these kids learn how to drive.
I know.
You know, but they don't know how to vote.
Yeah.
And you got to educate them on
it. And the thing is, if they can handle a cell phone.
Right, absolutely.
And they can get on Facebook and everything else, voting is a piece of cake.
Oh, it's nothing to it.
But I think we have adult people that maybe just have not voted in so many years and say, I don't go up there and I don't like any of those people. Okay, well, bully for you.
Right.
But you need to get involved in this situation.
Well, we've taken away the excuse of I don't have time on election day with early voting.
Oh, I love it.
From the 15th to the 30th, and that's where we got the majority of our votes. When you look at the final results, you see that the majority of the votes come in early voting because we make it so convenient. But I think, like I was saying while we were on the break, a lot of times people are feeling a disconnect from their local officials. And they're not feeling like that they are concerned with them, and that's not the case, but we got to make a better effort in letting people know we're concerned about them, you know,
well,
what
and,
goes on
you
in
know,
their lives.
The old saying, well, you can't fight City Hall, and there they go again, and I, you know, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been disgusted with it, but, you know, I'm like what President Obama said once. He said, if you're going to get involved in politics and think that everything is going to, every bill you put forth is going to pass with fine colors. He said, you're always going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that made a lot of sense, that statement did.
Sure.
Right. Well, and I think what you said about not being able to fight City Hall, you know, we have in recent history just continued to elect people that don't represent our values, but will tell you that they do. And what people don't realize is I think a lot of people are disgusted with money in politics.
Yeah.
You know,
I know,
that's a battle that we're fighting right now. We're not taken from PACs. We're not taken from special interest. We've got, and I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders here, but
understand.
We're all, everything that we've got are our individual donations, and they've gone everywhere from $2 to $1,000. And, you know, we appreciate them all the same.
Sure.
But we don't, I think a lot of people feel like if somebody can contribute that much to a campaign that the citizen doesn't have a voice anymore. And what they don't realize is on election day, you have just as much of a voice as that special interest does.
That's right.
So if people really want to see an end to that, they got to get out there and they've got to start voting for people that A, they know and they believe in, but right. B, that they know have their best interest at heart.
But Dustin, that goes to your point about local elections being so important.
Exactly.
Because on the local level, you have less of that.
Right.
You have less of that undue political influence than you do when you start talking about running for the president. I mean, everybody's got their hand up.
Right.
And, you know, their hands are in everybody's pockets because they need that much coverage and exposure. Right. But you're talking about locally. These are people that live where you live that are affected by the laws like you're affected by them. You know, the red light camera will get them just like it will anybody else.
That's right.
You know, so it's more of a, you know, a hand-in-hand type of deal.
Well, and I think what we saw and in a lot of these smaller races, you don't see that. But in my case, in pretty much every state legislature race that's out there, there's big money involved. Mine's no different. Mm-hmm. It's on the other side, but
right.
Okay. You know, mine's no different. But I think on a local level, we saw that in the Nashville City School Board race. We saw a PAC. We saw special interest
hotly contested
donate hundreds of thousands of dollars, and every one of their candidates lost.
Yeah.
So what the people of Nashville did was pretty much rise up and say, you know what, we're not going to have this in our school board election. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I could not be more proud of the people in Nashville for doing that. That was huge.
Well, that's like, I think President Obama said, maybe after the first election when he was elected, Sheldon Adelson, who owns a bunch of casinos,
yes.
He's a casino man, on the right side of the aisle, had spent $100 million
I remember that.
To try and keep him out of the White House.
Yeah.
The president said, I don't know why this didn't come to me and give me $100 million and I wouldn't run.
Well, but when you look at the other side of that, imagine what that $100 million could have done. Yeah. Imagine what actually could have been accomplished with $100 million. Imagine that.
That's a lot of money.
That's unreal.
Imagine the improvements to education and our infrastructure that nationwide we could have seen, but instead we pour them into these political races. And at the end of the day, we're starting to find that we all lose.
Yeah.
So I mean, we saw it in the congressional race between Desjardins and Sterritt. You know, Sterritt spent a lot of money.
There's a lot of billboards out there.
Desjardins and don't get me wrong, I'm not a huge fan of either one of them, but Sterritt went after Desjardins on they threw everything but the kitchen sink at him.
No, you're wrong. They did throw the kitchen sink.
Yeah, they did throw the, I mean, they did and spent a ton of money and still couldn't pull it off. So I'm hoping what we're seeing is people starting to get, even if it's on the other side of the aisle, if it starts there, you know, if we start getting people saying, you know what, we don't want these negative, and I think that hurts election turnout too. People are tired of negative campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to run a campaign. I'm not, that's what I keep saying. I'm not running against my opponent. I'm running for the people of my district.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
And I think that's
very well put.
I think if we're going to run a positive campaign, I'm not going to try to fear monger anybody, and we're going to have a good time along the way and meet a lot of people.
Well, apparently it worked because David Sezel
he's still talking about the cookies.
I am a fan.
We are going to have more Facebook likes and requests for cookies.
We're going to go to our last break right now, Dalton, if you would, please. P.I. Show with me, Evan Lee Raymer, David Sezel, Justin Miller, and the Cookie Lady. Back at you in 2 minutes.
National Farmers Market Week. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan. As summer comes to a close for many, Tennessee farmers want everyone to know it's actually the prime month of the growing season. That's why this upcoming week we will be celebrating National Farmers Market Week.
This is going to be the 17th annual National Farmers Market Week. and we're using this to promote people's awareness of their local markets. We have a directory called the Pick Tennessee Products website and also a mobile app, and we are encouraging people to visit the website so that they can get connected with their local farmers markets. And then we're also doing a social media initiative just to give people some tips and tricks to make the most of their farmers market experience.
Greer Gill is the marketing specialist for farmers markets at the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, and she shares about the special events and activities many local farmers markets will be hosting.
I think we need it in order to help create awareness that everyone needs to visit their local farmers market. A lot of people think that right now, going back to school, that when things like that are winding down, but in fact, August is the peak month for all of our produce, and so this is actually when you should be hitting the market and trying to get the best things for your family. Each market is doing their own type of celebration. A lot of them are doing back-to-school bashes, so we're encouraging everyone to touch base with their local farmers market.
With 164 registered farmers markets in Tennessee, Gill adds how important it is for customers to visit these locations and learn more about where their food comes from.
I just think it's a wonderful way for people to get to know their local farmers and make sure that they're providing healthy and nutritious food for their family. But we definitely want everyone to be connected to their food sources, and I think that's the best way you can actually go to a farmers market and talk to a farmer about the food.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymond.
All right. That's our last break, and that's Anna Mae Bullock, a.k.a. Tina Turner from Nutbush, Tennessee. Went a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Here with Justin Miller, David Settles. Justin, I want you, because your campaign, you're getting ready to get into the thick of this. What do we got, 90-something days?
95 days.
Where are you headed, and how are you going to get there? And tell folks, tell them.
Well, we're headed to Nashville. That's the plan. I look forward to representing a district that has done so much for me and has a group of people that have shown me great hospitality in my 30 years on this earth. And, we're a lot of good things going on. We're going to have some events coming up in September. Actually this Wednesday, we are having a volunteer meeting. It's going to be all the volunteers, and we're going to start kind of laying out roles, stuff like that. If you want to learn more about the campaign, we've got a Facebook page. You can just look up, Miller for 48. And it's facebook.com/Miller for 48, or you can go to Miller for 48.com. Learn about the campaign. Get involved. If you live in the 48th district or you don't, it doesn't matter. If you just want to see change, if you want somebody who's gonna really represent interest and move us forward into the 21st century, to where we can continue to see the economic growth that we have, and we're not trying to legislate ourselves out of growth, you know, get involved. We've got some great candidates running. All over the county and all over the state. So I can't stress enough, people need to get out there and get involved and, really, really let their voice be heard.
I'm glad to hear it, because I think a lot of our younger people are getting involved now.
Absolutely. And Bernie Sanders, I don't care if you're on the Bernie Sanders side or not,
right.
If he did nothing else, and he did a lot, but if he did nothing else, did he energize the youth, the millennials.
I'm telling you. He's really, and I mean, hit that campaign trail hard, man.
He was great.
He really was.
He rewrote the book on campaigning.
Absolutely.
$27 a donation.
$27.
Yeah.
And just about anyone has $27.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the people felt like they were part.
Yes.
And they felt bad when he bowed out.
Right.
But he didn't have a choice. He had to, you know.
Yeah.
David, when do you officially go?
Yeah,
on board, or
our swearing in is going to be on the 23rd here at the city council chambers.
Okay,
so that's a Tuesday. There's a city school board meeting comes up this Tuesday. Of course, I'm just going to be observing and
sure.
But on the 23rd is the swearing in. So anybody that's been a supporter of us, or you want to see your government in action, or whatever, just show up. Come to the city council chambers here on the square, and let us know you're out there listening and supporting us. So we're excited about that.
Right. We'll bring you some cookies.
Please do. I wasn't going to mention that.
But yeah, sure.
Congratulatory cookies.
But I will say that even before I had the cookies, I told Justin that, win, lose, or draw, that once my campaign was over, I was going to do everything I could to help him because he's going to be my state rep. I live in his district, so I believe in his cause. I believe in him. He's a good guy. He's got a lot of good ideas, and we're just, excited about it. So 23rd is going to be our swearing
in. I had no idea when I asked you.
Yeah, you had no idea.
I had no idea you were.
Well, I didn't know this guy was going
to
show up.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a better. I've gotten to know David really well over the past few months, so this was perfect.
And Chloe, you actually hang around these two guys.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
She doesn't have a lot of friends. Yeah, it does not work.
They find me. But her dad was texting her, "Don't give away the cookie recipe." I'll get it, folks. I'll print it on my Facebook.
There you go.
And you can make your own cookies.
Or better yet, show up
Wednesday.
Yeah,
why are y'all locking the door?
No,
what's going on?
If you show up Wednesday at the volunteer meeting, there's going to be cookies. So that's like an incentive. I'm just saying. Volunteer meeting, cookies, hand in hand, gets them out.
Hey, vote by vote, cookie by cookie. That's how we're doing this thing.
Well, I mean, it's got to try something.
Yes, sir.
Now, are they going to get the charges dropped against you? Are they all taken care of?
As far as I know, it's looking good. My attorney said we had about a 90% chance, so I feel I like
wow.
those.
Okay, that's good. You're looking good then. Okay, it should be clean by the time we get ready.
Simple assault.
We hope so.
I'm not worried about it.
I think you'll come out okay.
These are two, I've said this before, folks. I'm getting to know these people. We've had a lot of fun up here, but this is a serious issue.
Yeah.
David's got a serious job ahead of him. The county, the city is growing. We're bursting at the seams. Mm-hmm. Justin, tell you the same thing. We're looking at another, 10 to 12 years, another 100,000?
We have seen, and that's what I don't think people realize is how blessed we've been in this area. The recession didn't hit us. I get to travel quite a bit for work, and I'm going to tell you, if you think the recession hit us, go to West Virginia. I've never seen. I didn't understand what it was till I traveled, and we are incredibly blessed here, and I just want to see that blessing continue.
Well, I know we've all said this, and I've said this a million times, but you can go down Veterans Parkway. You can go out to South Church, and what used to be a bean field is now a subdivision.
Absolutely.
Beautiful subdivision.
You blink a month.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about – I'm talking $300,000 to $400,000 houses.
Absolutely.
And, it's going to do nothing. I think Bart Walker said it best in an interview he did several years ago. You ain't seen nothing yet.
No. It's.
I'm afraid he was right. I thought, well, I don't know. And he was right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm so excited about it. Being, growing up here and I can remember going to when going to Roses and Mega Video was a big day. It's we have seen to have grown from that as just I'm excited to see what the future holds for this area.
I think you like Bart said, you ain't seen nothing mm-hmm. yet,
David. And we're right at. I'm grateful to be right here, kind of at the cusp. Yep. Of this enormous amount of what's going to happen in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, it's great.
It is an exciting time
that people look to, and we want to make it proud.
Absolutely. It is a very exciting time. I thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us,
Chloe. Thank you. We kicked you under the bus a couple of times. Just all part of it. Dalton Barrett, thank you. We're going to get out of here now. Edwin Lee Raymer, the PI Show, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Thanks. Now.
All right, it was fun.
That was fun.